This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray. And don't forget, Jamie Spears has also robbed me of the ability to write new material.
I'm Brandy Posey, and I don't want to say I'm depressed, but today I did think a dress from CVS looked good.
I'm Tess Barker, and due to the rampant abuse of air conditioning, we have, in fact, entered the coldest months of the year.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Whoa, we've got Barbara, Brandy, and of course there's Tess. We've got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, babies, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to lady, lady to lady.
Cool.
Oh my God. That was amazing.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Theme song cover. Shout out to Abigail Clark, a listener and beautiful songstress
so
for the theme
pretty.
Cover.
Yes. I felt very like Stevie Nicks during that for some reason. Like I was imagining us all wearing like scarves and having tea.
I was picturing like a quartet in seersucker suits, but they were all Robin.
Oh,
like what,
okay.
What I was seeing.
I like that too.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
I know. That was great. That was very old school. It was also somewhat haunting, which I really enjoyed.
I love things that are haunting. I've realized that about myself recently is I really love when musicals are sad. I love it.
Does that count as haunting?
Definitely. Like I always say The Secret Garden is a very haunting musical.
Right.
He let you in her. Is that Secret Garden? It's a musical built
Lily's
around that song.
Eyes? Oh, the Sound Garden. Got you. Yes.
Jerry Maguire song.
Yes, my
is it,
bad.
Wait,
yes.
Is it Springsteen? Did I make that up?
It sounds like him. I think it is, yes.
I don't know. Listeners, let us know.
It's somebody.
I was going to say I recently watched that, and I realized we all recently watched that for a bonus episode.
Yes, holds up.
It was good.
By the way, we're not just rudely not introducing our guest here because it's just us today, everybody.
We don't have one.
It's just
capital
us.
Just capital the capital ladies.
That's right. JTL today. Mm-hmm. And this is our first Just the Ladies episode since we joined Exactly Right. So wanted to give you guys some flavor. This is usually if you are a Patreon or a Stitcher Premium member, You hear our bonus episodes that are just us generally. So if you're not a subscriber to those things, you'll get a little taste of what you're missing out on over there. We're not going to do our Reader's Digest jokes for you here. That's a special bonus only thing. But you kind of get to hang out with just us and see what we're really like.
Oh, and also on that note, we should mention that we're looking to have an eating contest soon. But we need your help. We need your help.
I like just that general. We're looking to have an eating contest.
We're comparing calendars to schedule an eating contest at some point.
Are we not?
We are. I mean, it is true. It is true.
We
it
are.
Absolutely
so,
is.
So, yeah, basically, we've threatened this for years, but we decided that if we get up to 250 patrons by July 16th, which is not that far away from now, only about 10 days. Mm-hmm. We will do an eating contest. So you can go on to our Patreon page and vote. Patreon.com/ladytolady. Vote on what you'd like to see us eat. Let me see where we're at right now. I'm sure it's pie is still in the lead.
It's going to be pie. I've already resigned myself. It's going to be pie.
Yeah, we gave you guys a choice. It's watermelon pie or peeps. And
pie is like the classic and, you know, fair. Totally get it. Peeps I thought would be a fun little, experiment. And watermelon, I get. I understand. I wouldn't vote for watermelon either. You know what I mean? Like, that would be too easy on us. And I appreciate that you guys are going for pie.
Yeah,
I feel the same way.
It was obviously, yeah. And I also wrote pie, various kinds. So people.
Yeah, well, there is a pie strategy for, like, you know,
fruit versus cream versus, yeah, there's a lot of different pies. So yeah, go to Patreon and become a patron if you haven't already to see us go through with that sometime near the end of July, I think, if we get up to the
to the 250. What song do you guys think we should enter to?
Pie of the Tiger.
Oh,
somebody do a
love it.
Somebody do a cover, and we'll just yell pie.
We can just think, pie,
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 pie, pie.
Yeah, I think
pie,
that's a
pie,
good
pie,
general getting
pie,
you hyped
pie, pie.
Song.
Very much anyway. So. Classic montage. Absolutely, I like that. Yeah. This is I always used to say would be my if I was a an exotic dancer. Is exotic dancer? If I was a stripper, I would.
Who's an exotic?
An exotic dancer.
Okay, yes. We can edit this out, but honestly, I paused and I was like, is stripper not a word you're supposed to say? I forgot if you're allowed to say stripper. Anyway.
No, I think it's fine.
You can say stripper.
I know, but you guys get it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Let's edit Megan, this out. Yeah, I Have a Tiger cut sounds awesome.
Yeah, I think that'll be good. There's a couple, anything from like an 80s action movie situation that you can work the word pie into. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's the way to go. Mm-hmm. Or a jock jam as well.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
I think we
y'all
should
ready
just,
for this?
Oh my God. Why don't we do this? Also, we'll get, we'll start a Spotify shared playlist where people can add what they want.
Yes.
To see us
absolutely.
Pie to.
Yes.
I love
that. I think that's a good call. So
that's
guys can fantastic. Be our, help us be the soundtrack as well to this eating contest. So yeah, that sounds, so go to patreon.com/lady and check that out. We're very excited about that. But yeah, also some other announcements going on. I just released my very first album called If I Did It. So go get that if you haven't yet. It comes with you can buy on a special thing records, .com. I think that's the website. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You can buy a pin of my face and it's really cute. I got some free ones and I love them. And people have been posting them and they came out really well. So you can buy that for $10 and it comes with a free download of the album.
It's astrecords.com.
Okay. Astrecords.com, which is cool. I posted something about this, but I used AST is from, it's a Tenacious D reference. It's a special thing, which is a Tenacious D song. And their website was mostly a comedy forum where you just go on there and talk about comedy. And I was like a huge person. I loved that forum. I was obsessed with it. And I would go on there and see all these lineups in LA and be like, oh, I want to go to these comedy shows. Aww. And now I'm making a record with them. So it feels like a cool, you know.
Yeah,
something come to fruition there.
I was going
to
say, you're label mates with Karen now, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's and on Karen Kilgariff has her album out on there. Jack's doing some dancing in the background.
Sorry, he was getting excited for your next announcement. He was chasing the cat around the house. Like a couple of real idiots.
Oh my God. No, this isn't the announcement, but I did befriend a new cat last night. Okay, go ahead.
Oh my God.
Congratulations.
Thank you. This is announcement 0.5.
It wasn't even hard, you guys. Like, usually it takes me weeks. And last night I had this baby in, like, literally in the palm of my hand.
Hey, why does it take you weeks to be
a stray cat? A stray cat?
Oh, a stray cat. Okay. Is not, they're not down. No. They don't want to hang. They've got their own life.
Yeah.
And they have, honestly, not their
always.
Boundaries are the strongest.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, they know what, they know exactly who they want to, you need to like do some finessing to get in, get in with them.
I actually have a method. I start out, I make sure they see me. If Sean has tuna or whatever, he always gets pissed at me because I'm always feeding his tuna to the stray cats.
Wait, how much tuna does Sean just have?
I mean, I do the grocery shopping, so never really any. I'll buy like 3 cans and then feed them to the cats, and then a few months later buy 3 cans. Basically, Sean just never gets the tuna.
Got it. In my head, I was like, wait, is Sean just like eating tuna as snacks all the time in the house?
He's
like,
not.
You already have a cat.
Yeah.
That's why he doesn't want a cat around. You're stealing all of his food.
Yeah.
I used to carry around like a bag of cat treats in my car, which I think you can tell what level of cat lady you're at if you're like actively carrying around things to
exactly.
interact with other cats you may run
exactly.
into.
Exactly. You're seeking out those relationships.
But,
you fucking idiots.
Oh, is he okay?
Oh, yeah. No, he's literally, him and Oscar are doing Zoomies like a couple of real idiots right now. That's fine.
Well, Jack's very excited about another announcement, which is that the Britney podcast that Tess and I have been working on for ever is coming out today.
Yay!
Woohoo! First episode drops today. It's called Toxic, the Britney Spears story. So go subscribe right now if you aren't subscribed already. You can actually hear episodes 1 and 2 today. Mm-hmm. So
nice. Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. So we were gonna
talk about have been working on this for a long time, so it's exciting to finally have people see all the stuff that you've been talking about. Also, I'm very excited personally for it to be out and for you guys to have your names on it. And then people will maybe realize that
I... They're not going to know, Brandy. I even called you Tess just now.
Yeah, you did.
They are not going to understand. So somehow people don't understand that the three of us aren't always together and that we don't everything together.
Yeah.
So they've somehow glommed Brandy into the Britney sphere. And whenever something happens with Britney, Brandy also gets
texts. Oh my God, Brandy.
Texts.
What was your day like on Wednesday?
I mean, I had so many texts that were like, this has got to be so validating for you. And I was like,
are you serious?
Yeah. I was like, sure, it absolutely is. I have done.
So we're recording this the week after Britney did her big testimony in court. Yeah, which was obviously an absolutely crazy day for us. But like, that's so funny that you're.
Yeah. Yeah. I get all sorts of people like, I've been listening. And I'm really, really proud of all the work you've done. And I was like, I mean, yes.
Thank you. Just take credit.
So,
please.
Oh, I don't think that I'm not. I absolutely am. I absolutely am. But I'm also excited for this whole series to be out and for you guys to be able to go to a party and be like, just go listen to the podcast. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Yeah.
Because like, great. I've watched 2 years of you guys being cornered at parties because you are like, that you know everything.
Right. Right.
And then people are like, hey, that thing that I only spend like an hour thinking about, but you've spent the last 2 years of your life embroiled in deeply. Do you just want to talk about it on your off time? So
exactly. No,
it's like a doctor being cornered and being like, will you look at my like rash?
Yeah. People are showing us their Britney rashes left and right. Yeah, left and right.
100%.
And it is like, there's certain things where it's like, oh, I can't even really explain this to you because you don't have the proper context or understanding it, but you'll get it if you listen to our podcast Toxic.
Exactly. Toxic. Just look for Toxic.
Yeah.
It's out today.
Yeah. No, we're very excited. It's been like blood, sweat, and tears doesn't even kind of describe it. It's been the most surreal experience of my life, I think. Like,
yeah. Well, and it's crazy because right now I was recording. It's coming out like a week before everything drops. And like, I think every day on Twitter, there has been at least 1 to 2 trending stories about Britney since everything. And that like, all of this like is because you guys kicked this off in a big way.
That's what's so surreal about it is like,
we
started Britney's Gram as literally we were all of us were up at, you know, in Portland mm-hmm. doing
Portland.
That comedy festival. And like, we were like, I don't know, we just had the idea then or whatever it was to,
you know, what makes me laugh too is at that brunch, one of our other friends, like we were just hanging out and they were like, Babs and Tess, you guys can talk to other people, you know? And because we weren't talking to anyone else, that is where we came up with Britney's Gram. So Britney...
Oh, man.
So also a spite podcast. That's always good.
A little bit of spite mixed in with a little bit of Instagram. And that is the recipe for anything lady to lady. We're 20% spite at all times, baby.
But yeah, no, we like, you know... Our podcast is like partly, I think, the reason why this shit's happening. And it's like the most surreal thing ever. And last week was really like emotional hearing her speak finally. And we were just today listening to, like, you know, we had to do some reworking of episode 1 and we were listening to it and it finally hit me. And like, I started crying and I was just like, oh my God, like this is just hearing like everything that's happened the last 2 years. And it's just, yeah, it's crazy. So...
Have you guys started thinking about your Webby speech yet? I just...
I'm looking for a Pulitzer, but I'll take a Webby, I guess.
Yeah. Can you wear a cute outfit to the Pulitzers?
I think so. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, you guys will start... I think you'll probably be best dressed at the Pulitzers at the very least.
I hope so. It's been a lot of work and... And we haven't been able to talk about all of it. You know, it's just been like you're working on something that you're putting all your work into one place. So you have to like not share it, but you, it's just like exhausting. And a lot of people were like, where are you? Where are you? And we're like, we're promised we're doing something. You know, that was exhausting too. Mm-hmm. The expectations people were putting on us was really weird and just been like a storm of so many different things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was like a big part of Brittany's testimony too. It was like, basically none of it, I don't think, surprised either of us. Like, it was all stuff that we've known for a long time. And so, like, that was so stressful, too, of, like, being immersed in this crazy, dark truth for 2 years and having people at parties be like, what's going on with Brittany? And it's like
it's not fun. It's not fun.
No, it's not fun.
Yeah.
It's super dark and sad. And, yeah, it's just...
That's, like, imagining in, like, the 40s or something, people going up to like Judy Garland's best friends or whatever and being like, so she's looking really thin right now, how is everything going? And it's like, it's bad, things are bad.
But I mean, I will say, like, you know, I'm so, needless to say, we're so proud of Brittany. Like,
it was really impressive.
That's like, the other thing that's also hard to wrap your head around is just like, wow, that happened, she did that.
Yeah.
Like, after all of this, like, she fucking did that.
For those that might not know, can you guys give them, like, a cursory, like, a basic rundown of, like, kind of what just happened?
Yeah. So, Brittany asked to speak to the court, you know, and she, any other time she does it, it's sealed. So, she could say a bunch of stuff to the court, and we won't know about it usually, or at least the public won't know about it. So, yeah, she basically came in and was like, they tried to close the hearing, and she was like, nah.
Yeah. No.
She was like, no, that's how you guys have exploited me forever. I'm not letting that shit go down. And then she talked for 20 minutes about how she was in an abusive conservatorship, how, you know, she's come before to the court and she hasn't been listened to. And just she had a laundry list of
how she wants her own attorney. And she basically went through like all of the key players, the motherfuckers that have just been surrounding her for so long. And just like it was like it was basically, you know, like the OK Corral. She pretty much was just like,
yeah.
Yeah. So that was the first time since her conservatorship has started that we, you know, that you kind of heard that directly from her about all this. Yeah. So it was a huge, obviously, validation to all the Free Britney people. And it was just.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure like also. Made you guys feel like, you know, validated, and also like it is scary to also be like to have this much responsibility in such a movement and be like, okay, are we, I know we're helping her, but does she know that we are helping?
Yeah,
exactly. You know, how is she viewing this?
Exactly.
And that's, you know,
yeah,
no, I think it really helped that because it's been like, yeah, I'm like so scared. I'm like, I want to only do something to help her. I know, you know, and so you get, you're like, I need to be doing the right thing. And like, you're so sure you're on the right track. But obviously, once that happens, you're like, okay, then I think we're good.
Yeah.
Weird thing because it kind of felt like an albatross because you're just like, I want to make comedy. TV shows, you know, like that's the thing I set out to make in my life. And this was like a weird, like, well, guess what? You're making this thing. And obviously we made that choice.
Like, had a human rights issue for a couple of years before you try to write for TV. So,
So it's like, obviously I'm glad we made the choice to make it and I'm glad we're making it, but it wasn't like, you know, something I ever thought I would be making growing up. And it is kind of like a weight you're carrying. So, it definitely has been helpful to have that. And then just to even though it's still fucking annoying that nothing's happening right now with their thing, and hopefully that actually changes something, but to be able to celebrate with all of the people who've been supporting her for the last few years, and like, you know, we all went out and danced to Britney and WeHo, and it was like a really like nice moment to just finally feel some joy like after all this shit, you know.
Well, and I hope that like the pandemic has maybe made people more like empathetic, hopefully, to her situation too, of just like, hey, everybody just was inside for a year. Imagine if that with much less rights and with, you know, indefinitely for the rest of your life, like how strong you would have to be to withstand that and have made it.
That's what we were saying when we're like, Britney's been in quarantine. Like,
yeah, she was like, welcome to my world, bitch. That's fine.
Exactly.
And I mean, and as things are opening up, it's just like, you know, hopefully that is like a feeling that she gets to feel too. Mm-hmm. You know, like her weight gets to be lifted soon as well. It'll be good.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
Oh, I'm Tess. I don't think I heard you. Sorry.
Sorry, I like did a big drink of water right before I said mine. So you got to hear a refreshing
sound. It's all good. So what are you guys going to do the first day, like when you don't have to do this anymore? When it's everything is released, like what is your first thing?
It's going to be really weird because it's obviously I'm going to be like glad to be done with it finally. But it's also going to feel like I'm sure a sense of loss or grief in a weird way where you're like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. It's going to feel like the Truman Show, like when he opens the door. Yeah. And, like, and what's out there now?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, but also like there are a lot of it kind of coincided nicely with like us wrapping up this project and like stand up being able to like start back up again. Like I'm really excited just to like have hours to, like work on stand up and do it. There's definitely other writing projects that I've been like, you know, for a long time, like for months this spring, I felt guilty about like on the weekends not doing my other writing projects. But I was like, I've just been too exhausted and too underwater with this. So I have stuff that I'm ready to do. But most importantly, I'm going to go to Costa Rica.
Yes.
No, I'm excited to be able to, just be like, I'm a comedian, right? Again. And just do that shit. That's going to be awesome. I will say, if you are a fan of this podcast and if you listen to Toxic, the Britney Spears story, that this shit could not have happened without Brandy Posey, because Brandy's been supporting the fuck out of us. She's been really, she's been helping Lady to Lady run like a well-oiled machine in the background. So thank you, because
yes,
of course,
we would have been fucked without you. I don't know if people realize that, but also we're realizing Brandy does accounting, and we're like, fuck, we don't know how to do accounting.
To learn accounting.
It's a lot. It's a lot of bullshit.
We already had to learn probate law, and now we have to learn accounting.
Now we're dealing with bank accounts.
I must say, like, Babs and I do have or have had like so many moments while we were making this show where I'm like, I'm sorry, but I'm so proud of us. Like, say what you like. Yeah. We are Babs and Tess, and we learned like the law.
there's our t-shirt. It like, took so long for me to like wrap my head around all of it because it's so fucking confusing, you know.
Well, and everything's written, so it's so crazy the way it's written. You don't know what the hell it's written specifically to make it confusing for the layman to read and understand.
And then it's weird because, and we'll talk about this in the show, but it's like so confusing and specific, but also not specific enough so that there's enough gray area that you're like, wait, but how are they're allowed to do this because of the gray area? So that's what gets you so like fucked up.
Everything is in the gray area.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing that's so fucked about the whole thing is like technically everything that has happened is basically legal. And I mean, you know, as is publicly known at this point, at the very least. And that is like, you know, that becomes a bigger picture where I know that there's like a lot of people that I think like at first were like, Britney, whatever. She's like a millionaire. She's fine. She's cuckoo bananas, whatever. But it's like this, number one, that's all bullshit. But number two, this is also an issue that affects people that don't have the platform that she has and like is really, you know, I mean, really puts a lot of people that don't have a voice in similar horrible circumstances too.
Yeah, I mean that is another thing that I am really proud of is like,
yeah,
and that it has always like been kind of a really driving force I think for both of us like making the show is like we've really had our eyes open to this whole world of people whose rights are being violated and who are living these nightmarish stories, these really like helpless people who are just getting preyed upon and victimized, and like you know, to have the opportunity to kind of like help shed light on their stories, it does like really make it worth like all the bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, and I like, it's crazy because I remember like when we were very first getting like curious about Britney's story, calling the National Association for Guardian Abuse. And it was like this one person picking up the phone. And now like they're quoted in like articles in like Rolling Stone and The Times and The Washington Post and stuff. And I'm just like that is something that I think is really great.
No, that's really fucking cool. Like, I am equally proud of you guys for all the shit that's come out of this. It's insane. It's like it's very fucking cool to actually, like, you know, it's like you get into comedy and I think there is like some part of a lot of comics that think that we're like, my voice is affecting change and my little jokes are like, I'm doing it. And it's like, for you guys, it's like you've, like, the podcast started as a bit, like a very funny joke, but it's like you've like actually like really moved the needle on this massive thing, you know, in such a big, big way. It's like, it's actual activism, you know, which is something that doesn't come out of comedy very often.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we moving the needle mm-hmm. in our business?
You're moving the needle. I'd say the window has shifted.
We're circling back on human rights.
Let's put a pin in that.
Yeah. Can we just mm-hmm. put something on the docket for human rights, please? It would appreciate.
Yeah, no, I think like I've been like really obsessed with Bo Burnham's new special and album mm-hmm. and he has a song about you know, comedy kind of being like, why the fuck are we doing this, does this yeah. change anything? And I mm-hmm. was like, oh, I, and I was like, yeah, we like with Britney's Graham, but also I feel like Lady to Lady, we've gotten a lot yeah. of really awesome, you know, messages from people, especially over the pandemic and stuff, who like mm-hmm. haven't had their circle of friends to hang out with or whatever it is, you
yeah,
know
yeah.
So I think like, I'm like, okay, even like you don't want to, you know, go too far and be like, I'm changing the fucking world. But it's not even takes that. It takes like one person yeah. to make their day better. And I think that that's like where you're like, can feel good about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And I mean, like, it's like, yeah, it's awesome. And it's like, people don't realize, I think people that aren't in the industry, I think also don't realize how long stuff takes to
yes.
do and to no, put these things together.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, like, it took you guys years to even like finalize deal
partners
to
work
come together.
With yeah it yeah. took yes. us yeah no yeah. just getting the thing together in the first place, whatever, it's mm-hmm. it really is like a shit show of trying to actually get something made yeah. it's crazy.
Things, the machinery in the sausage factory is rusty
it- yeah
mm-hmm. yeah it's rough, y'all. Yeah. But I'm really proud of it, and it's like, you know, it's 10 the podcast, just give like a little bit of detail. It's 10 yeah. episodes, and you know, they'll be coming out weekly, and we'll be kind of walking through like how we got here, basically, like how the fuck did yeah. she get into this thing, and you know, especially the time period, the weekend when it all happened specifically. Mm-hmm. And then yeah, like Tess was talking about, getting into the bigger issue of people who are also affected by this, who, you know, aren't Britney, don't have her resources or whatever, or people speaking up for her in that way. Mm-hmm. And it's just, and then, yeah, just kind of the bigger question of it, which is like the, like, why are conservatorships a thing in the first place, and like disability rights issues and things like that. So we kind of walk through the whole A to Z, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, I mean, it is like, it can't be stressed like how, what a crazy web that you guys just stepped right into the middle.
No,
of.
We pulled back the curtain to a fun house that I was not buying a ticket for.
Yeah. Yeah. No, exactly. Yeah. And just, I mean, and like, I mean, honestly, it's like, she's been very strong, but like, you guys have been really strong with all you've had to deal with this too. I mean, like, people have, like, you know, you've dealt with a lot of bullshit from a lot of different places, and like been called weird conspiracy theorists and shit like that. And it's like, no, it's, conspiracy in itself is not a bad thing, but then like when it takes a turn towards like anti-Semitism or like blood libel or whatever, that's when things get bad. A lot of bad shit does happen behind closed doors, and it's important to look at the shit.
Totally. And it is, know? Like it's funny because, yeah, just because we have been through so much shit that we haven't like really talked about, we've just been like working. It's manifested yeah. itself in funny ways, because I will get really frustrated and I'll want to like call someone out for being shitty, but it's yeah. but not feel like it's worth it. But mm-hmm. I'll, and as a result, I'll be like, I just want to like post like a meme that like says something. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm being Britney. Like, I was like, I get it now. Like, she couldn't say yeah. how she actually felt, so she posted a meme that seemed, you're like, oh, what is this actually about? And that's how it happened.
You reverse engineer it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd actually like to launch my take this moment to promote my new podcast, Barbara's Instagram.
Yes,
yes. Great.
Where I'm just going to be looking at the memes that Barbara posts.
Please, I honestly am shocked I haven't posted more, because I've thought a lot about it. I think it's like, because you're like, I can't like specifically say names, but I can say like fuck everyone or something.
Yeah, and we have names. And if you're listening to this, yes, it's you.
Oh my God, what a wild time. Yeah, I remember a few years ago when we this is just a funny memory just of like random little things that have happened over the past few years, but when we were in on the East Coast doing shows and we were talking to a reporter about all this stuff and he was like,
oh my God,
so is this would you call this a Stan issue?
What
is this,
a Stan? Yes.
That was that poor old man. Like, I can't imagine him trying to put this story together. I just, like, you weren't, it's not, this wasn't for you, baby.
He did it,
there's
though.
So many
that
things.
That reporter ended up writing a good story, I must say.
Yeah.
Yeah, but impressive. It felt, if his entryway was very funny. And
yes.
That's been actually a really interesting thing about it, too, because we're just so deep in it. So we so quickly know when someone isn't reporting correctly, because, like, they get their facts wrong all the fucking time. So they'll, like, be interviewing us, and they'll be like, this is the first time Britney's ever been in court. And we're like, no, that's not correct. Nope. But, like, it's just a funny, like, somehow, know how to. I'm just like, I'm a slut and a comedian, and I still am a better reporter than most of you fucking idiots. Like,
this thing about comedians, if you're like a comedian that's like worth a shit and actually works hard, the thing is that you weirdly do know how to do 10 different things extremely competently.
Of course.
You know, it's like you're a social media person, you're a reporter, you know, like you learn to be a bookkeeper if you don't want to pay somebody else.
Right,
like,
right. You're there's so many man of all trades.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I used to work.
Yes, exactly. I used to work for this marketing company, and I would always bring in like open mic friends for like little like freelance gigs, and everyone that worked there was like, how come everyone you bring in is like really good at this? And I was like, because everyone I know is a genius that doesn't want a job. I don't know.
Yeah, they're all really smart, and like they just don't want to work the normal.
Yeah.
That's why like people are like, oh, the people in LA suck, but that's my favorite kind of people.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, because when charm people are at work, you can't hang out with them.
Also, I will though, just coming out of, like, this is just a separate thought, but, you know, starting to go out again after, like, things are opening up, and I do not like most of the people that are out. So I think that's who people are thinking about when they're thinking LA people.
I think that's potentially true. Everyone that's driving, like, other people aren't in the road.
Everyone's driving like they're like, I gotta make, like, I don't know what's going on, but everyone's just very, there's a lot of aggression and like weird shit.
I will make the point though, as a transplant myself, most people in LA are transplants, so it's not that you have a problem with the people from LA, it's that you got a problem with the people that you hated in your town that moved away.
Good point.
Often I think that is what's actually going on.
And like, they were moving away from you anyway, so go back.
Yeah, exactly. Hold on, breaking news from the Huntington. The corpse flower is preparing to bloom, you guys.
Ooh. Should we go? Ooh. I've always wanted to go to the Huntington.
I like it. We just scratched the, let's go. Let's meet up there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, let's go. I just they're also going to be live streaming it as well. So I don't know, the listener, like, it might have happened already.
Someone give me detail. How rare is this, or what's
it's pretty
deal?
Rare. It only happens like every couple years, every few years. Mm-hmm. And I think, what do we got, like 3 days?
Yeah. And then it smells like a dead body. And then it's done forever. They're called, this one, it's 71 inches. The flower itself is 71 inches tall. So it's like a massive, that's over 6 feet, I think. Yeah, it's like a massive, almost 7 feet. Like, no, it's a 6 foot flower. And then it'll like open up and it looks crazy. And then, they're calling it.
You could place it next to your 6 foot skeleton and they would be about.
Yes. 12 foot skeleton.
12 foot skeleton.
Excuse me, Babs.
I am planning, I have August 1st in my calendar marked off for when the 12 foot skeletons might. I was in Home Depot last weekend picking up some paint, and I went to the area where the Halloween decorations will be, and I went, you're going to give me a skeleton
soon
this year. I marked my intention in that Home Depot to be like, I'm getting a fucking skeleton this year. Because what we're going to do is, we got a little yard between me and my neighbor, and we're going to put the skeleton up in the yard, and then we're astroturfing the backyard, but we're going to put a putt-putt, a hole underneath the skeleton.
Love it.
That's
just
great.
Have a little putt, one putt hole in my backyard.
Are you gonna be able to see his head like from the street? Because that could be spooky.
I think so. Yeah, I think he's taller than my house.
Do you have options in terms of like body position? Like, can we make him do yoga?
Yeah, he can move a little bit. Like, the arms move more, and like the torso moves up and down, and the head will go side to side. And also, the head has LED eyes that open and close too, so you can turn them on, and they can open and close. Yeah.
And, what about would you settle for, and I'm guessing this is a no, but 2 6-foot skeletons on top of each other's shoulders?
Like a giant coat!
next to my 12-foot skeleton? Absolutely. There were a lot of really great, when the 12-foot skeleton happened, there were a lot of really great yard displays of like the 12-foot skeleton towering over a bunch of 6-foot skeletons, like bowing as if he was their god. I'm really into that. People have also been dressing them up for every holiday so far, and I've really appreciated that. Like, he will be up year round.
I was going to ask, wait a minute. Yeah. My question is, I forgot, where does he go when he's not up?
Nowhere.
It's cute that you think he won't be up. He's just going to
live
outside.
He's not getting shoved underneath the house or something.
No. I mean, maybe, but with like an arm out intentionally as his own little thing.
Wow.
In that moment. But
that
he'll probably just be up.
Wow. That'll be striking.
I can't wait. I'm really pushing it to the limit with what my park manager will accept from me, because my house is bright purple. I have a cool mural in the front of it, and now I'm going to have a giant skeleton behind it.
I mean,
yeah, keep going.
I mean, I'm living my best life. I feel great about it. Oh, also, update. The old man that I thought hated my house, he complimented the ombre on the front of my house.
Oh, so it was
a distraction.
Oh,
I don't know. He was very, he told me, he was like, it brings joy to the entire neighborhood. Thank you for this gift.
Oh,
so I'm like, maybe it wasn't you. I think I had a real, like, you know how in Home Alone where he thinks that old man is like a bad guy? I think because this man's never spoken to me before. Mm-hmm. I was doing that. And I'd like to apologize on this podcast to the man.
I was
going to
say, I feel
17.
Like a lot of like kids movies have really done that to us, where it's like you disparaged the old guy.
Yeah.
And then he turns out
to
be real cool.
You have your own Boo Radley.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Like Home Alone made me distrust that man. And then Brave Little Toaster made me a little bit of a hoarder. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. What a traumatic movie. I love that.
Oh, so good.
I've never seen it. So basically, you think because objects all have personalities.
Oh, yeah. And Yeah, it also, I think people don't give Brave Little Toaster enough credit for, like, it is, like, the precursor to Toy Story in a lot of ways,
definitely.
I think.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's like, that was, like, one of my favorite movies as a child. And I do have weird problems when I throw something away. I'm like, I want to honor you in the world. I hope you find a new home, Toaster. And it's like, it's just a piece of plastic, but whatever.
I get like that with my running shoes for some reason.
For sure. Oh, I'm like, my car, I'm gonna need to get a new car at some point in the next year, and I'm like genuinely very sad about it every time I think about it, because my car, for those that don't know, my car is like a big T-Rex fighting Abe Lincoln in space painted on the side of it, and I love it, and it's been mine for since 2009. It got painted in 2010, so I've had it for 11 years, and it's my baby. And I've only ever toured in it. I've toured that thing everywhere. Yeah. I've had like weird women in Iowa just be like, what am I looking at? Like angry. I've upset so many Karens.
Do you think it's going to be a bit of a transition starting to drive a car that doesn't have a dinosaur on it?
I think it really will be, because like something that whenever people ride in my car that I don't notice because I'm in it all the time, is they're always like, why is everybody looking at us? And I just don't see it because I'm just not used to it. I'm just so used to it at this point. But I'm kind of curious to know if I will like notice that nobody cares.
I feel like it's kind of like a tattoo, or like if you had a face tattoo, because you forget you have it, but then everyone else sees it and is reacting.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's exactly. Why I do feel like the funny thing about face tattoos is the joke is definitely on everyone else.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I guess you see it when you look in the mirror, but yeah, it is like, maybe that's it. Maybe that's the solution. You get a face tattoo of your car.
Oh, cute.
I'm going to veto it, not even just for myself, but for all of us.
Yeah.
We are business partners, guys. That's bad for lady to lady for me to have a T-Rex on my face.
Yeah. I'm definitely not going to say that's an absolute truth, but
that's fine. I think a lot of things would start going really wrong in my life if
you know
I
what?
Put a T-Rex on my face.
I think a cute face hat would be like a superhero mask.
Ooh, I bet that exists. I bet it's not cute, but I bet it exists.
Yeah.
I don't think even like that. Superheroes. I don't know why I thought of that.
I mean, that's a cool idea, but like, you know, that's one of the, because I don't really mind like face tattoos if it, you know, it can be interesting.
Yeah.
But a full face one where you're trying to look like another face, that's like a whole.
Yeah.
Or what I think, about Steve-O has his face tattooed on his back? Like, that's so funny.
That's very funny.
That's pretty funny.
I'm going to get, what's his fuck who has Roger Stone on his back? I'm going to get him with that.
Oh, no, Roger Stone has Richard Nixon.
Oh, that's right. I'm going to get Roger Stone with Richard Nixon on my back. And then I'll never have sex again, and it'll be fine.
Beautiful.
Okay, we're going to take another break and do Lady Problems. We'll be right back.
Baby.
Hey, everybody. We're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with ourselves. You guys have been awesome about writing in and sending us lady problems. If you want to do that, you can call us at 323-6-butt-30.
Yep,
whoa, I just like forgot it. I haven't said it in a minute. 323-6-butt-30.
Lady. Lady problems. Lady. Lady problems. Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have them.
And let's do a lady problem.
Hi, ladies. First off, thank you for this podcast. It is a necessary dose of serotonin for me, but I thought we could maybe talk about friendships that kind of waned during the pandemic, and now that things are starting to be more normal, what rekindling those friendships looks like and how we decide what friendships to rekindle. I had kind of a friend of a friend I hung out with before the pandemic, but we weren't that compatible, and to be honest, I was a little bit relieved during the pandemic that we didn't have to hang out. But I also spent this, like, the pandemic watching her hang out with a lot of our mutual friends, and knowing I wasn't invited to any of that. And now this particular person is trying to, like, start hanging out with me again. And I've been really happy not seeing her. But at the same time, I'm not busy. So I don't really know how to say no. Or even if I should have an honest conversation with her about, you know, feeling like we aren't the best of friends, or that in some circumstances she hasn't been that great of a friend to me. So, I don't know. I kind of hope other people are going through something similar. And I'd really love to hear your guys' thoughts. So, thank you.
Ooh, I feel like the pandemic is offering, I don't know, I feel like there's kind of a reset, you know, aspect of all of this that I think we can take advantage of in the ways that we'd like to, hopefully, socially, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. It really feels like we were forced to, like, drop everything. But that means that we can also choose what we want to kind of pick back up.
Right.
And I think it's like, we've also all changed as people, I think, in big or small ways, like, over the course of this, too, where it's, and I think we've also realized how valuable our time is, and, you know, who we choose to give our time to and who we don't, and what we want to be doing for ourselves and whatnot. And I mean, I don't, it doesn't sound like this is a person that you were that close to that you need to, like, have, like, a State of the Union conversation with.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. It doesn't. Yeah. I also don't. I don't think you really need to do much other than, like, kind of just say no a few more times, and you might see her in social situations, but, like, you're not, like, keep saying no to one-on-ones, and you don't really owe her an explanation for that, I don't think.
Yeah, and I think it'll just naturally fade to black. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, unless you're the kind of person who likes to have those kind of conversations, which some people do, you know, I think it mm-hmm. depends on the person. Like, if you're comfortable with doing that, go ahead. But if mm-hmm. it's, don't do it like thinking you're obligated to, because I don't think you owe anybody, especially her, anything.
No, but I also do think we need to normalize. And like, I appreciate so much. I'm not really naturally like this, but I have some people who are just so honest when they don't want to do something that are just like, no, mm-hmm. I don't want to do that just because mm-hmm. I don't want to do that. And I think we need to like normalize that. Like, the fact that you aren't busy doesn't mean you need to hang out with this person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and that's exactly what I mean with like the reset stuff. Like, not only do you not have to hang out with her, but like, it maybe, I'm not sure if you're saying like, you're wondering like, who do I hang out with now or something? You haven't really say that, but I think it's a chance to kind of like reach out to new people who you've always thought like, you know, I thought I'd be closer with this. Like, it'd be fun to be close with this person, but I've never had a chance. And like, maybe I'd like to like spend some time one-on-one with them. I've been trying to do that like little by little after this stuff with just people who I like. I'm like, damn, like I would like to know them more. Like, I want to go get coffee with them, because I think mm-hmm. beforehand I kind of, it's like I have my circle of friends and then you just have parties and stuff, but it's very hard to connect one-on-one with somebody unless you like make that effort. And I feel like now everyone only can really handle like small groups because it's so overwhelming. So I think people are very open to like one-on-one time, and they're not going to feel like it's weird if you reach out to them or something, you know?
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. And I mean, like, also, you know, I think everyone is experiencing like reentry stress in different ways, and it's not going to be like, I mean, we're like a world that is like just starting to like not even deal with like grief and like reentry stress, and like the fact that like so much has changed, but also society doesn't want us to think that anything has changed and go back to normal. And like, I mean, I know I have at least been having a lot of like really like a lot of like extreme ennui around the idea of just like, okay, so what have we learned? Oh, we're not going to put any of what we have learned into practice. Okay, I guess I'll just have to keep living in a world where I know that that's what happens when, mm-hmm. you know, and I mean, that's obviously a bigger picture than what you're talking about. But I think there's just like, there's a lot that everyone kind of has to sort for their own, like an individual and a societal level right now. And it's going to take a minute to find the time to figure out how you want to re-enter and like be as mindful about that as possible. And also like, give yourself the patience for however long that will take, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, again, like on the tip of like meeting new people, I do feel like that is the kind of cool thing about right now, is like everyone is kind of excited to do everything. Mm-hmm. So I think mm-hmm. it is like more normalized, it seems like, with a lot of people to just like have activities and be planning things. And like, I think there's a good excuse mm-hmm. to be like asking people to hang out. Yeah.
I would just look at it as
like, you know how like it sucks to have to get rid of clothes because you're always like, I don't really want to get rid of this dress, but I will. But then you get to go shopping.
Yes, exactly.
Making room. I do think there is something about that, though. You are making room for other people in your life. And like, you know, you don't want to mm-hmm. be friends with this person. Obviously, it's more just about the how do I end it type of thing.
I think this is a classic fade to black.
I think so, too. It's like you're going to see her in like groups and stuff sometimes. And like, that's fine, you can make small talk. It's like, you know, as long as she hasn't like done anything like extremely offensive that upsets you, and even then you sometimes have to deal with those people. But yeah, I mean, I think she'll get the hint, or she won't. She keep asking and just keep saying no, and it's also good practice for learning to say no to shit.
Yeah, or you know, and I don't know if she's one of these types of people, but I know that I've had friendships in the past with people who were like very, I don't know how to say it. Seductive is a weird word, but like their friendship was seductive in a way because mm-hmm. you were like either like the top of the world for, you know what I mean? You could like mm-hmm. be their best friend for a little bit and then they would like be shitty to you. Yeah. But when you were in the circle, it felt great, you know? And so I think that there can be a lot of friendships like that where it can be hard because you feel like, oh, like, but I do want to hang out with them because it has this, whatever it is. It's like sounds mm-hmm. fun in some way. So I don't know if this girl is that type of person, but I do think that if she is somebody who you ever think like, you know, I did like doing these things with them, mm-hmm. you can make that choice, but you just have to set boundaries. You know, you have to be like, I'm only going to hang out with them in this circumstance and only once in a while, because if I don't, I'm going to get wrapped up in their bullshit again. So mm-hmm. if that's this kind of person, you might want to think like, okay, actually, I do want to hang out with them once in a while, but I need to like say to myself, beyond that, I'm not going to be texting them all the time or letting them like bug me that other shit. So mm-hmm. I think Yeah, you can also like make them that kind of friend, whatever that looks like.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think that's all doable. You got this. I think, you know, like a lot of no, like sometimes like a no just is giving you space to say yes to something else. And I think it's, you know, important to be as mindful about where you where and how you want your time spent.
Exactly.
You know. Yeah, it's important.
Also, like, fuck them for all hanging out without you during whatever. Fuck
no
that.
Kidding.
That's fucking
yeah.
shitty.
I say, like, also, you can just go get a massage by yourself.
Yeah.
I would definitely recommend that.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. It's so funny. I'm looking at the massage thing that you guys got me when I moved back into my house last year that I haven't used
go
yet.
Go get your massage, Brandy.
There was a global pandemic.
That's true. But That's they are true. Open. I've driven by them.
Oh, good. They made it. I was going to call this week and see if they actually made it or not.
No, they're still around. Okay. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Awesome.
Man, I didn't think about that. RIP the gift certificates that won't ever be able to be redeemed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what a mess. Oh, so sad. So many Michael's coupons expired during quarantine.
Oh,
my God.
No.
Is Michael's closed? Is Michael's gone?
No. Oh. I just like would get, okay. I would get things and they'd be like, is it worth going to Michael's for a $5 right. coupon?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. We had a whole year without frivolous Michael's runs.
I just could have bought so much yarn I would never do anything with. Yeah, that's all right.
Adam used to work at Michael's in New York and damn it, I'm going to fuck this up, but he has a great story about working there because Paul McCartney came in once.
What?
And yeah, and so
into
Paul,
Michael's?
Into Michael's, because he was with his like granddaughters. And they come in, and of course, like everyone's just like, ah! Like, Paul McCartney's there. And I guess he like let him into, he came up and was like, how do I get into the bathroom? I can't do an impression of whatever he asked him.
Hello, mate. How do you get into the bathroom?
How do you get into the bathroom?
Are you the bathroom, mate?
And so he like let him in, and I think he shook his hand for letting him into the bathroom or something. And he had his moment, a good moment with Paul McCartney. And then later he saw him coming up the escalator and and Paul McCartney and Adam, they locked eyes and Paul McCartney winked at him. He just said he knew he was very good at being Paul McCartney, like taking pictures of people, very charming, just like kind of floating on air. So that's now what I associate Michael's with.
That's so cool.
That's amazing.
Man, I love it when like a celeb has been a celeb so long that they just like are effortless in knowing how to do it.
He was just so good at it. Yeah. It's like he knows to just wink randomly at a guy coming up the escalator.
Like that is so Paul. None of the other ones.
It's extremely him. Maybe Ringo. Ringo would wink, but he would forget that he was wearing sunglasses.
Yeah. He might flash
Ringo
you
might
a gold
be a shade,
tooth.
Shade
yeah.
tip.
Yeah. 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 That's funny. It reminded me of I was last night with a little exactly right party, and I was telling somebody the story of when we all went to Dick Van Dyke's Halloween party and how he was just so good at being a celebrity because he had a plate. I'll never get over it. He had a plate of cut up hot dogs that he would like talk to you for a while, and then he'd be like, I cut these up for the dog. Hold on, I'll talk
it
to you later.
It was amazing.
And then he had a prop to get out of conversation with, and I watched him never feed those to a dog, and I had so much respect for that.
Wow.
I was just like, that is like some old Hollywood shit.
Well, I also just remember thinking what a great relationship he had with his dog.
Yes.
Like he was so cute with this dog. And then I'm sure we told this story on the podcast, but when we got that impromptu singing of Chim Chimney.
Insane.
Oh my God.
He had impromptu for us. He had a quartet at the ready.
Yeah. I'm sorry. No, but we were just like sitting around eating chips and then somebody was like, Dick will be singing outside.
Like, okay, right
that's what because I have to be honest, the story that Brandy, I was expecting Brandy to just tell was that. And then instead she was like, he had a plate of hot dogs.
I mean, we were going to get to the other stuff too, but the hot dogs is like,
but he also, genuinely... he also all of a sudden was like, They did that. They sing Straighten Up and Fly Right, which was fucking awesome. That was such mm-hmm. It was incredible. Literally just in his living room outside. They did a few different performances. They would just like start singing out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He so just good. Had a quartet that like he would just like look at somebody and they would just start humming and then a song would start. And you were like, whoa, what a beautiful little life you got there, Dick.
Mm-hmm. I will. Awesome. Oh, my God. So grateful. So grateful for bringing that into our lives and French Stewart. I feel like we've.
Yeah.
Karma's come back for us with this podcast.
Heck yeah.
Okay, let's do one last lady problem.
Hi, ladies. New listener here. I love the show. Been binging it for weeks now. You guys are like my sound bath. So thank you so much for, making me laugh all the time. I have an embarrassingly cliche lady problem, and it is that my fiance is boring in bed. He is, a classic dude. He like rushes for foreplay, just like very like vanilla sex. It's, I get 3 orgasms out of it. Like I'm satisfied, but it's like, it's never exciting. And we're still attracted to each other. Like, he's very hot, it's not like we're just, like, not into each other. But there is just, like, not, it's not exciting. And background, I'm a retired slut. So I feel like I have, like, a good idea of what I am into. I'm, like, I have, like, some kinks that I'm into. Like, one of them, for example, is, like, I like choking. And I've shared that with him right when we started dating, and he just like wasn't really into it. Like we tried it, and he just like didn't feel comfortable with it. So I was just like, all right, like I'm not into it if you're not into it, right? And I've tried asking him like what he's into, and like one thing that I like got out of him was that like he's like really into mini skirts, like nothing else, like nothing. I don't know, like. He's just, like, not really into anything. He, like, just thinks I'm gorgeous and amazing, which is great, right? Like, I don't need anything. We don't need anything. Like, he's satisfied, but I'm not. So, I never, like, outright, like, told him that I'm satisfied, but, like, how do I talk to him about this without hurting his feelings? Please help me. I'm bored.
Yeah, I'm bored.
Yeah.
Tale as old as time. It's hard when you're a slut and you get a nice guy, and then that's how it goes.
No advice. Just sucks.
And now I just am saying I identify with this issue.
I mean, I feel like when the first time we listened to this voicemail, I actually was like, I know exactly the thing. Because when you get married, like your bachelorette party, I don't know. I got a bunch of kinky shit at my bachelorette party. That was like, I brought it home and I was like, kind of threw it on the bed. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, people give you a lot of sex. Yeah, people, it's a time, like, there's a natural reason or like an excuse to like be bringing in different things. So I think you should like have a bachelorette party and tell whoever is organizing it that they should get you like slutty mini skirt lingerie.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. I like that because like a variety, say like for my gifts I want like something whatever sexy and be like mm-hmm. I think the mini skirt thing, and then they can kind of get other stuff for you. But I kind of like the idea of like literally being like, here, pick, like putting this like stuff out on the bed and being like, pick one to him. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Because I think like it can be kind of like nerve wracking to like put something on and be like, ugh, if you're not knowing what to expect. So if you kind mm-hmm. of involve him in that in a fun way, and then he knows it's coming too, that's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's tough. I mean, you're coming a lot, so that's a good.
Yeah. Congratulations on that.
Congratulations. That's great.
Yeah, I'm kind of in a similar situation just because my boyfriend is, has less experience than me, and I've just been more, I think, in touch with like what I'm into or whatever. And he's mm-hmm. just not necessarily isn't into that same level or need that level of things. I think that women are, we just our brains are like what does it for us. So we get into that fantasy world maybe a little bit more. And I think with the choking thing, like I would say that you can do a leash or a, like a collar that has something on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that that can be a fun thing because it doesn't, it's not like, I think guys can get freaked out with actually doing your neck. It can be too much for them.
And it is also a thing that like you need to know how to do that properly.
Yeah, no, exactly. And it can be, and obviously you can tell them how to, but that's I think it's a lot to ask a good guy sometimes.
Yeah.
So I think a collar that has like a thing that pulls on it will give you the same effect of feeling like it's being pulled on, but it's not going to be. And if you just show up with that, I mean, he's going to get horny. Like it's not,
absolutely.
You know.
Yeah. No problem.
Yeah. I think a lot of this is like you need to be the leader a little bit and then show him like some things and then like, did you like that? We can add that to the repertoire.
Right. It's hard being the leader when you, especially when you like to be dominated because you're like, well, this isn't the point. The point is that I want you to do things, but you just have to kind of come to terms with it and be like, you know, I have to like be communicative with what I want because he's not going to guess it, you know? And like,
for sure.
Yeah. So, and I know the choking, you have been communicative with him, so that's good. But I think thinking outside the box a little bit of how you can get those same things fulfilled without it being like, tripping him up as far as that goes, because I know that can freak somebody out.
Well, and maybe there's like, if there's like specific porn that like you like, maybe like watching that together, I think, so he can kind of have an understanding. Because I mean, I think guys also, if they don't know how to do something, the last thing they want to do is feel like an amateur in bed with that
kind
of stuff.
They don't want to ask for directions in bed.
Exactly. Yeah. But so if there's like things that like you can like watch together, like that'll, you know, get you both horny too. But then also he'll maybe be, he might be embarrassed to ask the question of like, well, what does that even, how would I even do that? You know? So show him, you know, watch some stuff together, see some things.
Also, like, I think it's a good idea. Like, I feel like vacation is always like a fun time to do sexy stuff. So you could like try to maybe book a weekend somewhere and bust out some of the stuff on vacation.
Totally.
Yeah. It's hard to like when you know, the same bed that you like, you sleep together every night, and just being in the same place can be hard to be like, let's reset this for sex time or whatever.
Yeah, no, definitely. There's a difference when you're like, know that like you're not gonna have to do laundry the next day.
Right.
Exactly. I think too, like, let yourself get like horny and like don't have to involve him necessarily, only because I think that kind of helps, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I think bring him into it when you want to. I don't know what I'm saying. I guess, like, don't have to associate your entire sex life with him. You know, you can also have your own moments of, like, I'm turned on by this or that, and, like, I'm going to masturbate, or, like, oh, I'm getting turned on by that thing. Let me now go to him and involve him with it. Because I think when you put everything on your relationship like that way, it can just be, it's just too hard to pull off, you know?
Yeah, for sure. It's like your own individual sex life shouldn't suffer just because you were in a partnered sex life too. Yeah.
But yeah, I say definitely ask your girlfriends for sexy shit for your batch. That's order number one.
I mean, maybe go to like a sex toy shop together and walk around and be like, what about this? What about this? Like, you know, be like, we have $100 we have to spend today or something.
That's fun. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the beginning of date night. Yeah.
I have a huge change jar I've had forever, and I've been like, let's go like cash this out and spend all that money in one day, and that would be a really funny, like, let's spend
coins or dildos.
But I think that is a good idea too, because I think like I think when you get used to, when you're in like a long term thing and you just get used to kind of like, this is how it works and this, you just don't think outside the box that much. Pun intended.
You gotta think inside the box.
So like, just kickstarting some of that stuff, and yeah, maybe he won't, like, maybe he is just like vanilla and whatever, but I feel like guys who say that just haven't like found the stuff that they're, you know, really into, because it hasn't been like presented to them. So
yeah, and I think a lot of guys, I think too, get kind of mixed up with like, oh, I don't want to, I love you, I don't want to feel like I'm like disrespecting you. And it's like, no, that's not, that this is a consensual thing.
I'm allowing you to treat me this way because I like you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it's a lot of communication when you start bringing like new things in. But yeah, I think you got this.
I just put two and two together when you said that. I was like, oh, I wonder if boys are mean to us when we're kids because they like us, and then we grow up and we like them to choke us.
It's probably got something to do with it.
Just a thought. Just a thought.
Yeah, it's got something to do with it, for
just
sure.
Just a thought from just some thoughts. So.
We should have a segment called Just Some Thoughts. I guess that's this whole podcast.
I'd also say, you know what? If you guys don't like your own road trip, something like I listen to Dan Savage pretty much every week, and like there are so many like crazy scenarios and shit that I'm just like, whoa, I never even like knew that was a thing. So just like, it's interesting just to like know how many ways that like people can like live their lives or things that they're looking for and everything, just to like expand your horizon in a way that isn't necessarily even about your individual relationship, but just to sit, to be like, it doesn't need to be this way. It can be any number of different ways. And that isn't mm-hmm. that isn't a conversation you have to have, but you can listen to Dan have it with other people.
No, I think mm-hmm. it's like, yeah, good to, people just need to expand like their thoughts on what and the yeah. on what they think a relationship is sometimes. And a lot of guys, I don't think like do that. So,
yeah, for sure.
Well, you guys, sure. I'm just going to say it. I was going to say, well, you guys, I can't stop thinking about a milkshake at the Oinkster. So let's wrap this up.
Oh, that sounds so good.
What kind are you gonna get?
I'm gonna go Dodger, which is made out of vanilla cookie. Ooh, situation. Yes. Yeah,
it's hot in LA. We're gonna get some milkshakes. If you guys haven't right now, go subscribe. Toxic, the Britney Spears story. The first episode is dropping today, July 7th. So go check it out right now. And also go to our Patreon and sign up so you can vote and see what we're gonna freaking eat. We don't know exactly the date we'll do the eating thing, but it'll be like the end of July sometime, I think. So yeah, lots of exciting stuff going on this month, I must say.
I agree.
Yeah, July is a big lady to lady month. Mm-hmm. We got Barbara's birthday on the 16th coming up. Mm-hmm. It's great.
We got Barbara's birthday, the launch of Toxic, an eating contest.
What more could you want?
Sometimes when people ask me if I'm living my dreams, it's like, I think about, it's like, come on, obviously. I'm eating some pies with my friends to Pie of the Tiger. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's like what I wanted my late 30s to feel like. It's perfect.
I am starting to say I am turning 31, so I'm not.
Amazing. That's huge.
He's like, okay. I'm deciding to start, I'm going to start lying about my age. That's all. Anyway, okay.
Oh, okay.
We'll see you guys next time. Who knows how old I'll be then, but we'll find out.
All right, bye, everybody.
Bye.
3, 2, 3, 6 but 30.
It's 6 but 30 somewhere.
Hi, ladies. My name's Nathania. I'm a fairly new listener. I came over with the MFM Exactly Right crew. I love the podcast. I'm so grateful for you wonderful ladies, especially having you in my ear during the day when I'm at home with my 3 young children who are lovely but often crying. This is a little awkward, but I actually know Anna and Courtney, and so when Brandy brought up about their new podcast, I thought, you know, they did hire me to write their theme song, so I figured I better call in and sing it. Here we go. It's the Anna and Courtney Show, a recap of Lady to Lady, where we used to host. Till those bitches kicked us off, now we just give them a roast. We talk shit about Barb and Brandy, and of course there's Tess. Whatever happened between us, you'll just have to guess. It's the Anna and Courtney Show. So there you go. I know their podcast is kind of blowing up, so if they get word of this, I hope they don't fire me. If they do, maybe you guys can give me some jingle writing work. Okay, take care. Love you guys. Bye.
Hi, ladies. I am listening to your back catalog, and you're talking about the Four Loko summer, which actually happened when I was in college, which was literally the best summer of my life. Maybe the worst, not 100% sure. Either way, just wanted to share that before I knew that it was alcoholic, I definitely took a spark to my final in my history class in college. So I was the girl who was 19 years old, because my sister bought it for me because she was 21, with a spark, alcoholic beverage, in my final. It was the worst final I ever took, but you know, it is what it is. Either way, just wanted to share, thought it might give you a laugh, Love you, ladies. You are killing it, and I appreciate you. This is Sarah. Bye.